Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good Wednesday afternoon. You are tuning in for another episode of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian again today because unfortunately, you know, Brian had a hunch that it was potentially COVID that he was out sick with earlier to begin this week. And with a positive PCR test confirming it, Brian is going to be out the rest of this week for sure. But hopefully he's feeling a little bit better, but he did the right thing. He self-isolated. Both he and his wife, unfortunately, are positive. And so they're quarantining, and they did what, I mean, I hope everybody would do if they think that they have COVID. Please help stop the spread. Go get tested if you do test positive. Take the proper precautions. And today I got my booster. So if you're eligible for your booster, go get your booster as well. Vaccinations and masks are the way out of this. So we are seeing a spike of COVID-19 here in Wisconsin, not just in Dane County and Milwaukee, but around the state. The state reported just over 8,000 confirmed cases yesterday, Jesse. So we know that COVID is pretty much everywhere, wherever you look. So take the proper precautions, get tested if you think that you might have it, or if you've been exposed to anybody that tells you that they've had it, and do the right thing. So
thanks for having me back.
Yeah, welcome to the big show, Jesse.
And, and Brian, Fancy Brian, we hope you and your wife are feeling better as soon as possible. I got this for a day or two. Don't worry. I'll take care of Luke and all his needs. We got this. But
appreciate it, Jesse.
Of course. But seriously, feel better. And here's the thing is we're all going through, burnout from the pandemic, right? So it's hard when you do have back in like April of 2020 or, June of 2020, you got exposed to somebody. You're like, oh, shoot. Now I got to go quarantine. I got to wait. I got to wait at least 5 days from the time of exposure. That's what we know. 5 days. That's the gold standard between the time that you're potentially exposed from someone who is positive to the time that your test means a darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tough. And I know, my kid, I had to pull him out of school a couple days this year after we had a potential exposure. Well, an exposure to somebody who did test positive.
Yeah.
And you gotta pull him out of school. You gotta do the right thing. It's hard. It's harder for some families than for others, unfortunately. But,
right.
Isolate yourself. Hunker down, wait till you can get a negative test. Testing is key. We've known this from the beginning. Testing
right.
is key.
Well, and the problem is we are kind of where we are now because going into the fall, there was very little demand for testing. It was if you were vaccinated, you felt like you were in the clear, you were doing your part, regardless of whether you were in a mask, you were vaccinated, you were doing what you thought was completely needed to be done. Unfortunately, collectively as a society, we had too many people that took that approach. We had too many people that were, when the CDC said, hey, if you're vaccinated, you no longer have to wear a mask. Mask mandates kind of went out the window at that point, and it was a free-for-all. It was the wild, wild west, where even if you weren't vaccinated, you weren't wearing a mask because how could anybody tell that
and
you were
God
vaccinated
forbid, some
or not?
States were the wild, wild west the whole time anyway.
Yes, yes. There are states out there that have been the wild, wild west this entire time. Exactly. And so it's a little disheartening. My thoughts are with Brian. I'm hoping he's feeling a little bit better. Yesterday was rough for him, he told me, but we did speak today. He's in decent spirits, and he's just taking a minute. Anytime he tries to work, I tell him to stop.
Just don't.
And I say, Brian,
I've got this. We are good. The station will survive without you while you're gone. And
we
then
got you, baby.
I tell them to go watch some TV and rest up. So, Brian, if you're listening, turn off the radio right now. Everybody
Bye.
Else, if you'd like to join this great show, if you are not Brian Kelly, you can give us a call at 844-967-2789. We are streaming live on Devil Radio 92.7 FM here in Madison from the Solidarity Realty Studios. We're also broadcasting on WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus and our brand new sister stations, WAUK 540 AM out of Jackson and the Shaw 101 FM out of Waukesha. So tune in to this fine program, the Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got Jesse filling in for Brian. So Jesse, we wanted to kick off the day today, and I think this is almost where we're kind of at. So we're at a huge pandemic. There's numbers being reported. We're breaking records for case counts each day here in Wisconsin. We are breaking hospitalization numbers. We are at the peak number of ICU patients that are there in intensive
Ever.
Care unit because of COVID, and we saw, I believe, 57 recorded deaths yesterday in the state of Wisconsin.
Goodness.
Yes, and overwhelmingly unvaccinated individuals. So again, I got my booster today. If you have the chance to go get your first vaccine, your second vaccine, or your booster shot, please go and do it. It is the way out of this pandemic.
If anyone out there hasn't, or you're on the fence about it, and even if you're not like, you know, QAnon and, you know, doing your medical quote unquote research on YouTube, I'd like you to just think for a moment to the last time that you met someone personally that actually had polio. Yeah, no, take a moment.
Somebody called in one of the other programs today. They were talking about how they survived polio.
A couple out there, but
yeah.
You know, it's rare. And you know why? You know why? Vaccines.
Yeah, vaccines.
Yes.
That's what it is. And the individual, I forget if it was, I tune in and out of a lot of the programs. It wasn't on Matt Flynn's show this morning, but it might have been on Stephanie or Tom Hartman's. And they were talking about how they got exposed to polio in school. That's where it was. And So the schools right now, we're seeing teachers that there's a record number of teachers with confirmed cases. And schools aren't being shut down and going to virtual learning because these districts want to. They are going to virtual learning because it is the only option they have continue offering the education services to the children. There's not enough staff to staff the classrooms. That's why it's not in person right
now.
And
folks of a certain generation will remember, you know, my wife and I are watching through all of the SNL old episodes from the beginning. We're currently in season 4. I tell you, you know, marriage is a commitment, but goodness gracious, there's over 900 episodes of Saturday Night Live that have been recorded over the years. And folks of a certain era will remember, you know, when Steve Martin was on and he played the character of like a medieval doctor, and he would say, well, the problem is that there's a demon living in your stomach. Right? Like, that's what we're up against. Like, full circle, circle of life. Here we are again. There's no demon living in your stomach. It's a virus. The solution is a vaccine. The reason that probably most of you are alive today is due to antibiotics, which is probably the greatest scientific discovery of the entire 20th century. It's medical science, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You either believe in it or you don't. So either get your vaccine or don't put on Band-Aids. Don't use Neosporin.
Don't go to the hospital if all
don't
of a sudden you can't
teeth.
Start. If you're having trouble breathing because you think, well, you don't think it's COVID because you don't believe in the pandemic. But for some reason, we still have all these unvaccinated individuals
nothing,
that are like,
baby.
I need you to help me now
it's
because I've
science.
Contracted this virus and I'm having a real hard time breathing. And the poor healthcare professionals out there, Jesse, like I still, my thoughts are with them every single day in this pandemic because all you see is in accounts where people are getting screamed at when they tell a patient that they have been confirmed with COVID-19. And they're like, no, that's not possible because this pandemic doesn't exist. I don't know what you're telling me. And it's just the cognitive dissonance there is just it's insane. I don't know how to explain it. And thankfully, we have a state government that is handling this pandemic appropriately.
The executive branch thereof.
Oh, wait. Well, even there, I wish that we had, like you and I were talking about, testing is the way out of this.
Right.
Testing is key. And we are still waiting for state approval to get the testing site opened at the Alliant Energy Center. It's where I went today to go get my booster shot, and they're doing great work there with the clinic. But we need to expand testing.
But
Public
they
Health,
used to
Madison,
have
Dane
like
County
three or four lane drive-through of
right.
testing.
And that's what we need.
We need it right now. Because here's the thing. Even if you're pretty sure that you had it, it, you know, we're seeing these numbers spike more than we ever have before. And this is an absence of the large scale testing that we had a year and a half ago. So we don't actually know how many positive cases are truly out there,
right?
Because we're not looking for
it. We're not testing them. And everybody's like, oh, well, even in Dane County, where you have those high vaccination rates and you have that mask mandate, you're still seeing a lot of confirmed cases. And it's like, because a lot of people here in Dane County are doing the appropriate thing and then going to get tested if they think they have it.
Right.
I can't imagine the areas of the state that are just completely ignoring this and being like, well, I can't have it. It can't be COVID.
If they mean hospital cases, a lot of those folks are getting shipped in from rural counties who are not have the culture of vaccination.
UW Health is literally taking in patients from other places in the state because in Green Bay last month, individuals that were suffering a heart attack were turned away from hospitals in Green Bay because they did not have the beds or the staff to be able to care for them because the influx. Yeah. The minor things that you should be able to walk into a hospital and receive care for. Places like in Green Bay that you're being turned away from being able to receive health care. You could not receive health care because there are too many patients in hospitals with COVID-19 in the Green Bay area.
No, come out to the parking lot. I've got some ivermectin and some leeches, sir. Come here. Come hither.
Jeez. That's okay, so we got the Spanish flu. What was it, 1918? It's unfortunate that that's the level of science in some regards that some people are depending on because they refuse to take the vaccine that literally scientists and the healthcare field moved mountains in the shortest amount of time possible to develop these vaccines and give us an arsenal to be able to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. And people are just ignoring that.
And that's another, canard that's been used is, well, these vaccines aren't tested. No, that's not true because the technology and the base research has been done for well over a decade and a half into these types of vaccines.
And that's not a valid argument anymore because the temporary FDA approval, they've all gone through actual FDA approval now.
It doesn't matter what's a valid argument because these folks are not arguing, like we said yesterday, in good faith. It's not about being right. It's about winning an argument even if you're losing it. It's
even
about
if you're gasping for breath
louder.
And you have a virus that you refuse to... Exactly. That's my friend Jesse. He's filling in for Brian today. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, but Jesse filling in for Brian. You can give this great show a call at 844-967-2789. We got a number of other headlines we're going to get to on some breaking news as well with the F-35 story going on here in Madison, Wisconsin. So that topic and much more we're going to dive into, but we'll also take your calls. 844-967-2789. Brian, like I said, if you're listening, turn this off right now. Everybody else, stay tuned.